92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
I'm uncomfortable getting into driverless cars because I don't trust them to be safe, and I've read too many stories about how they've gone wrong. Here's another one. A police officer in California spotted a car that made an illegal U-turn, and he found out that there was nobody sitting in the driver's seat, which raises several questions for me, and you all know I always have questions. First of all, how exactly does a police officer pull over a driverless car? Second question, aren't these driverless cars programmed not to do illegal things like U-turns? I mean, what other inappropriate actions could they be executing on the roads of our neighborhood? I'm going to let that part go for now, because the truly bizarre thing about this story is that since there wasn't a person driving the car, since no human being actually executed that illegal U-turn, the police officer couldn't issue a ticket for the offense and had to let the car go. Well, there's a legal loophole and plot twist we didn't see coming. Shouldn't the manufacturer of the car be held accountable and make sure they program their cars so they don't do stuff like this?
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.